91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy. I'm Matt Kerr with 91X News. Local artist Brent Townsend is making waves in Camelford. Townsend is using shock art to protest against the construction of a new bridge in town. Today, he tarred and feathered his business sign. Last week, he erected a 5-meter cross with a noose attached to it. Townsend isn't a racist. He just wants his message to be heard and the situation dealt with.
It's kind of funny. It's like I almost want to take the piece of rope now and put a big chunk of soap on the end of it and say, clean this thing up. Like, clean up this environmental assessment. Start treating people that are impacted and answer their questions. And stop stonewalling us. And stop stonewalling me.
Townsend disapproved of the bridge because it would mean tearing down his house. NDP leader Jack Layton is calling on the federal government to do something to help consumers facing a big price gap with the U.S. Layton made the call on the election campaign trail in Quebec today after the Bank of Montreal released a new study. It found Canadians are paying 20% more for the same basket of goods than U.S. consumers. The comparison comes amid a soaring dollar that's over parity with the greenback and expected to stay there at least through next year. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is insisting his party has never staged its rallies. Harper is in damage control mode after a Toronto candidate's staffer sent an Arab organization an email asking for members in ethnic costume to serve in a Harper rally tonight. Harper calls the incident bizarre, but Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff calls it insulting to ethnic voters. NDP leader Jack Layton is bristling at suggestions he doesn't stand a chance of being elected Prime Minister as he campaigns today in the Montreal area. Saskatchewan has set up a task force to help Aboriginal communities fight flooding and plan their flood strategies. Many First Nations are near lakes where water levels are rising, and six have already declared local states of emergency. Manitoba's top Aboriginal leader says it's time for permanent flood protection for low-lying, flood-prone native communities. About 400 people have already been evacuated from their homes this spring, mostly from First Nations communities. The president of the Association of Ontario Neurologists calls the findings of the University of Buffalo study demoralizing. That study is casting doubt on the theory that narrowed neck veins are the primary cause of multiple sclerosis. Dr. Edwin Klimek says the findings severely weaken the possibility that what's known as liberation therapy, a procedure to open the veins, actually benefits patients with MS. Historical records show that the grandfather of royal bride-to-be Kate Middleton had a Canadian connection. Genealogy website Ancestry.ca says records show Peter Middleton was a flying instructor with the Royal Canadian Air Force at a Calgary flight school during the Second World War. The school was on land that is now home to Calgary's airport and the Aerospace Museum of Calgary. That's 91X News at 4:03. Here's Nick Liar with sports.
The Picton Pirates are in deep water and face elimination tonight. They trail the Alliston Hornets 3-0 in the semifinals of the Smaltz Cup tournament. Game starts at 8 p.m. Toronto Raptors guard Jose Calderon says the team could take some positives from the season.
Could be better for sure. We could win more games, but I feel really comfortable the way we play. We play hard every game. We're trying to do our best every night until the last game. And every young guy in our team get better this year. Everybody improve. Everybody wanted to learn. I feel really comfortable out there with this team.
In other NBA news, while he cannot comment on any new contract extension due to the pending end of the NBA's collective bargaining agreement in July, Deron Williams would like to remain with the New Jersey Nets. Williams, who had wrist surgery Monday after playing just 12 games with the Nets, said he feels comfortable with the Nets and would like to be a part of the organization in the long run. Soccer fans in Vancouver will get to see one of the top teams in the world this summer. Premier League club Manchester City will play an exhibition game against the Whitecaps on July 18th at Empire Field. The field turf will be converted to a temporary grass pitch for the match. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing late this afternoon with a high of 13. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 3. Tomorrow, sunny with increasing cloudiness late in the evening and a high of 8. On Saturday, there will be some rain and wind with a high of 4. It's 13 degrees. I'm Matt Kerr with Nick Liard. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.